My name is Marion McQueen. I live in the town of Lincoln. Years ago, 1953-54, the St. Catharines Teepees, for the first time, brought the Junior A title to St. Catharines. My mom and dad had season's tickets, so we went to all of the games. And then when they were on the journey to defeat all the teams to get to the championship, we went over to Toronto. Every game. And I had two girlfriends that wanted to go too. So the three of us would pile into mom and dad's car and off we went. We all dressed the same, navy blazers, gray skirts, and our black and yellow ribbons. And we had a ball. And then on the way home, of course, we were 17. So on the way home, we hung out the window and yelled and at all the cute guys going by. It was a blast. It was so memorable. And then we went to the championship game, and it was unbelievable. Brian Cullen, who was on the team, he was the captain, and he was a near perfect choice as most valuable man, and he won the Tilson, T-I-L-S-O-N, trophy for his scoring. He was just amazing. And Cullen Motors is in St. Catharines on Ontario Street. And his brother also, Barry, also played for the Teepees. Huge fan in the 50s of the St. Catharines Teepees. And of course, we had a sports writer called Jack Gatecliffe. Well, I have a column here that is really humorous. I'm just going to give you a few excerpts from it. 8:15, Olson arrived with wife, child, and three bags of peanuts. 8:19, wife asked Olson to please try to act in a way becoming to a family man and father during this game. Olson agrees. TPs appear, and Olson immediately leaps to his feet and yells, "Let's go, Brian," and throws one bag of peanuts at man two rows down for no apparent reason. 8:23, St. Michael's Majors skate on the ice, and Olson tells them firmly, but politely and loudly, they should have stayed home. During announcement of players' names and numbers by PA man Pat Smith, Olson lustily cheers Teepees and just as loudly boos the St. Michaels. Lights dim, God Save the Queen is played, and Olson becomes loosened tie for his work ahead, despite vicious glance from his wife. Face-off puck has been dropped, and almost immediately Dick Duff receives elbowing penalty. "About time you called a penalty," shouts Olson, although the game is only 46 seconds old. 88:22, Olson is speechless. First goal all year that Brian has scored. "I don't see," he screams, with tears streaming down his face. Forces wife to act out complete scoring play three times. I'm just doing a few excerpts from this because it's really funny. 8:56, Noel Price of St. Michael's and Bob Maxwell of the Teepees collide, and Price emerges with blood streaming from cut over left eye. Price promptly crashes Maxwell overhead with stick, and simultaneously Olson bites 2-inch chunk out of a fedora of a fan sitting in front of him. "Toss him out for life." That Price always was a wood chopper. Poor Max did a foul or dirty deed, never did a foul or dirty deed in his life. 9:29, Jim Logan scores on rising shot as St. Mike's take over control of play. In his anxiety, Olsen finds self-eating shells and tossing the peanuts away. Now we're down about the end of the this column. 9:33, timer Ash Morrison sounds siren, and between periods, Olsen pretends he isn't exciting by sitting calmly, but gives away his emotions by seriously and steadily cracking peanuts, separating shells from kernels, then throwing them both away and munching on the bag in which they came. This is the probably around the end. 10:43, game ends. TP's winners to 7-3. Olsen turns to his wife for the first time during the evening and says, "There, I told you I'd act sensibly tonight." Couple and child leave arena. Olsen, still wearing hat of woman in row behind, while man in front inspects his hat, notes gouge taken out by Olsen's teeth, and says simply, "Termites." Wife asks Olsen if he isn't going to apologize to the blonde. Says Olsen, "What blonde?" I'm talking about the St. Catharines Teepees, the year they won the championship and first title they brought to the city of St. Catharines, which was in 1954. Now I'm going to give you the Teepees players, which I haven't done before. Now the Teepees, the goalie was Marv Edwards. Defense was Cushionin, Maxwell, Higgins. Elmer Vasco was from the city. Forwards, Brian Cullen and Barry Cullen. They were from St. Catharines. Barlow, Cease Hoekstra, who we all had a crush on because he was so cute. McLean, Koval, Cecil, Roberts, Warchell, and Armstrong. And the referees for that game were Hugh McLean, Hamilton, linesman Bill Dvorsky, and Lou Mascio from Guelph. And the summary from the first period, was Brian Cullen scored, and Koval scored with Hoekstra and McLean as, well, the I'm stuck. Okay. And then the McLean scored with Koval. Penalties, Cecila charging, Harris tripping, Brian Cullen elbowing, McNeil slashing, Higgins charging. Oh boy, they were really bad. And then in the second period, St. Catharines scored, Toronto scored, and there was only one penalty that time, and that was Duncan for charging. The third period, St. Catharines, Hank Cecila scored, and the penalties were Warchell for elbowing, Bionda for high sticking. He would have been from the Marlboros. And the goals shot were 12, 10, and 8, and Edwards had 5, 3, and 7. Now, this was, so they brought the first Junior A title to the city of St. Catharines, and I'm telling you, everybody was just blown away. It was just a wonderful, wonderful championship game. I think that's all.
Would you mind if I ask you who put these together? And
I did.
You put them together?
I got all the pictures out of the St. Catharines Standard, and I put them together. I had three books. And I just loved doing it. And I was 17 years old. And I put glued them all in, put dates, the dates of when they had their games. I have an old official program. It was 15 cents. And I have ticket stubs. One was 50 cents to get into the game, and the other was 75 cents. Those were the days. Those were the days. Thank you.